Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. Now 7:03, 71 degrees. We'll get to the upper 80s later today. Going to be sunny and just absolutely gorgeous. This string of gorgeous weather continues. Our top story this morning, people in northern Tarrant County are still shaken up this morning from what they saw Sunday.
Yeah, powerful fireball, a cloud of smoke erupting from the point of impact. A small plane crashes near the Fort Worth-Saginaw line.
That black smoke billowed after the plane crashed into a parking lot near Hicks Airfield in Fort Worth. The plane went down behind a business that stores 18-wheeler, and several of those big rigs caught fire. Craig Trocek with the Fort Worth Fire Department says two people on board the twin-engine aircraft were killed.
There's going to be some families that their lives were changed forever. We just want everybody to know that our hearts and prayers go out to them.
The names of the victims have not yet been released. Both the FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little. A tough loss for the Cowboys in Charlotte yesterday.
Fitzgerald for the win! It is good! The Panthers upset the Cowboys!
Boo! Dallas loses its third game of the year. 30-27 on that last second field goal. The Panthers were driving late with the game tied. The Cowboys clearly trying to let Carolina score, but they didn't take the bait. Dak acknowledges the Panthers saw through it.
The beauty of the league is every play matters and every play is hard to execute. And even when you're trying to give it to them, they understand that and they don't want to take it.
And with the loss, the Cowboys fall back below 500 with a record of 2-3-1, trying to get right Sunday, hosting the Commanders at AT&T Stadium.
Now, watching the game made for a painful afternoon for a whole lot of Cowboys fans.
The defense is terrible. Dak's wonderful, but they can't stop the run.
Yeah, some fans blame Jerry Jones more than anybody else, saying he's the one who builds the team, hires the coaches, and sets the tone.
And here's Jerry Jones with he didn't talk to the media after the game, so he's got nothing to say, evidently. Turning to the college game, the Texas Longhorns look like themselves again. They're back in the top 25 after winning the Red River rivalry.
Niblett settles under at the Texas 25, turns upfield to the 30, to the 40. Ryan Niblett to midfield. Niblett down the sidelines to the 40, to the 30. Say goodnight to this one. Ryan Niblett, a 75-yard punt return for a Longhorn touchdown.
Greg Way with the call here on KRLD as Texas beats Oklahoma 23-6. The Sooners now pick up a loss. They fall to number 14 in the poll, and Texas is back into the poll at number 21. Texas A&M keeps rolling, doubling up Florida 34-17 in College Station. The Aggies are up to number 4. Texas Tech still unbeaten and now number 7 in the country after topping Kansas 42-17. SMU crushes Stanford 34-10 in Dallas. TCU football can't keep up with K-State on the road, falling 41-28.
Fort Worth police cannot say yet when a man was fatally shot over the weekend. He was found dead in the street near Brookhaven and Woodmont. Police believe he was a passenger in a vehicle that was targeted by gunfire about four blocks away from where the body was found. The shooter, we're told, got away. The search continues today.
And gunfire leaves a man dead and four others wounded in East Dallas. The victims found shot yesterday at an apartment complex on La Prada near I-30. Paramedics rushed four people to the hospital, but the fifth, a man named Jacob Cuellar, was already dead at the scene. Investigators haven't said what the shooting was all about or announced any arrests.
Do you have any idea what your water pipes are made out of? Dallas City officials are trying to find any old water pipes that might be made of lead.
The U.S. banned the use of lead pipes for new water lines in the 1980s, but the law did not require older pipes containing lead to be replaced. Lead can cause a variety of health problems. The City of Dallas keeps an inventory of pipes and what they're made of, but the list has about 225,000 customers that have pipes where the materials are listed as unknown. They're sending notices in the mail to those customers over the next month, asking them to try to determine what their pipes are made of and to report that to the city. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Well, we're now told that President Trump told Ukrainian President Zelensky that he might give Russian President Putin a new ultimatum to resume serious peace talks, or else the U.S. would provide Ukraine with long-range Tomahawk missiles. Get this. Cops in Lake Worth are searching for a woman accused of letting her pit bull attack another woman at a local dog park. Investigators say 45-year-old Autumn Billings left the scene after the victim suffered serious bite wounds on both arms, both legs, and her neck. The dog has been taken into custody, but the dog's owner has not. President Trump announces in Israel today that the Gaza war is over. Following a landmark peace deal with Hamas, all living Israeli hostages have been freed after more than 2 years in captivity. 28 bodies will be returned. The move has drawn rare bipartisan praise from Hillary Clinton.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Yeah, our first Fill Your Belly with Joe Kelly winner last week was a middle school counselor in Arlington. We had a really nice visit out there, had a good time. And we're looking forward to our winner this week as well. You can sign up right now. Just click the contest tab at KRLD.com. 7:23 at News Radio 1080 KRLD as we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
Glad to have you with us this morning. It is 7:24. SpaceX conducting another test flight from South Texas today. As long as it goes off, it's going to be the 11th test flight of its Starship rocket. The launch window opens up. It's going to be live streamed on X. SpaceX reports the booster used in today's flight was the same one used on a previous test flight. The plan is for the booster to slowly descend over the Gulf and then drop into the water. The company is testing new tech that they hope will eventually make the whole rocket reusable.
724 News Radio 1080 KRLD. We're the station in DFW for market and business updates.
The Trump administration opened the door for a potential trade truce with China just days after the president announced an additional 100% tariff on that nation that sent stocks tumbling on Friday. The New York Stock Exchange is open for trading today and futures soaring this morning. Dow futures jumping 310 points, S&P futures rising 1.1%. On Friday, the Dow plunged 879 points. Lyft has ended a test that showed some drivers how often a passenger tips. The rideshare company began the experiment last month. News of the pilot triggered lots of backlash on social media from some Lyft users. However, Lyft is still continuing a test that shows drivers information about how often prospective passengers are ready for pickup. And Amazon is hiring 250,000 people this holiday season. Full and part-time workers can earn an average of $23 an hour with benefits. Roles will be posted weekly on hiring.amazon.com. Courtney Donahoe, Bloomberg Radio.
It is now 7:25 on the KRLD Morning News.
The Texas Hill Country slowly recovering from July's deadly floods. Enough debris has been removed at some trails and parks along the Guadalupe River in Kerrville have now reopened.
That is one area where we can really commend the state that picked up the tab for that.
Activist Terry Hall lives in the area and says other projects have been slow moving. She says the city of Kerrville has been fighting with Kerr County over who will be stuck with the bill for rebuilding. On top of that, there's the government shutdown. The tap's been turned off when it comes to FEMA funds for the time being. A deadly crash in Oak Cliff overnight. Looks like a car may have hit a pedestrian on West Davis. We're waiting for police to release more information on that. Texas public school students are being asked to help save the Alamo.
The restoration of the Shrine of Texas Liberty is pegged at $500 million. So to help, they've launched the History Heroes program, asking schools to raise funds.
Every single dollar raised through this campaign will go directly to the Remember the Alamo Foundation.
Alamo Trust President Kate Rogers says there will be prizes for kids who raise the most cash. This all comes at the same time as the State Board of Education looks to make changes to history classes. There's a push to put more of an emphasis on American exceptionalism. From the 24-Hour News Center, Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
An East Texas band director resigns, citing his opposition to a new state law that requires the Ten Commandments be posted in classrooms.
In a Facebook post, Johnny Cotton said he quit after being told by the district that he would be required to post the Ten Commandments. He said, quote, "I believe very strongly that politics and religion have no place in the public schools." He continued, "I spent my 42 years as a teacher and administrator making sure that my classroom stayed neutral on both counts." In a statement, the Carthage ISD acknowledged Cotton's resignation for personal reasons. Assistant Band Director Todd Dock will serve as Interim Director of Bands in the wake of Cotton's resignation.
That is John Mark Dempsey. A study commissioned by a real estate marketing firm shows 77% of Texans would support a law that would make real estate websites and MLS remove photos of newly or recently sold homes. Hyperwired Tony Gilbert says it's all about privacy.
When you've got 3D tours, virtual tours of a home, those often remain online indefinitely as well. And I think a lot of parents in particular of who've just purchased the home are going to be more concerned about it than other people.
Gilbert says he recently purchased a home in Lubbock and was able to get his MLS to remove photos after asking them for several days. He encourages buyers to be more involved and have their agent ask the listing agent to remove photos after the sale.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.